12 and a half years now. I am going to talk about the animals just in the primate house, and then Kim is going to update everybody on what's going on at Jota and Fragile Forest. I would first like to thank everybody for all the photos that they send us, all the enrichment that you guys send us. I got some photos of enrichment to show you guys towards the end. But first I wanted to go through and just do a little bit of a review about some of the species that we have in the primate house, because it's changed a little bit. And we've added one new species, but we've also changed some of our groupings a little bit. So I'm just gonna go over some of that very quickly. And that is not the grooming claw that was circled. Joe went through today and added some pictures that he had. So prosimians, those are our lemurs. Some of the characteristics that they have are not found in anthropoids. The reflective cepedum, their eyes reflect light. Moist rhinarium, and that's just a wet nose because they use their sense of smell so much for communication. Tooth comb and a grooming claw. The actual grooming claw is this right here. So when Joe added it in, then you'll see that's my picture of a grooming claw, but his was much better and a little bit more ideal. So he went ahead and added that in, and you can really see a good example of that. Here's some examples of the moist nose, the reflective eyes, and the tooth comb. And again, Joe added a great picture of a tooth comb. So yeah, it's a really good picture. Actually, if you guys need any, I'm not sure where he got that picture, but I know for the docent card out there, you guys talk about that.
That would be cool.
If you would like that picture, I can see where he got it and see if we can get a copy of that for you guys. The species that we have in our collection in prosimians, the ringtail lemurs, black lemurs, that is actually two males. That's Polly and Pierre with Mr. Chimpy, and that's where Mr. Chimpy's story began. We've got black and white ruff lemurs, the cockerel safak, and the mongoose lemurs. So those are all the prosimians that we have in our collection at the primate house. New World monkeys have prehensile tails in some, not all. They are all tropical and arboreal, and they have broad nostrils. The nostrils, those are a little bit hard to describe and show. So Joe found this picture of the Saki monkey that he thought described it the best and showed it the best. Although, honestly, I don't see the nostrils on that animal very well. But some of the species we have in our collection are the Geldes monkeys and the black-handed spider monkeys. We have cotton-top tamarins and white-faced sakis. And then we go to the old world monkeys. These are the ones that have the ischiocallosity. So they have the, basically it's just a big callus on their behind, and everybody asks about the baboons. We don't have them anymore, as you all know. They are in Arizona, and right now we're not getting any more, but everybody wants to know what those guys were with the big red behinds, and that's the ischiocallosity that they have. These guys are arboreal and terrestrial. They live in varied climates, and they have narrower nostrils, which you can kind of see on that picture that they're long and narrow as opposed to kind of broad and flared out with the New World monkeys. The species we have in our collection are the black and white colobus monkeys, the Francois langurs, the spectacled langurs, Allen swamp monkeys, and the lion-tailed macaques. And so that pretty much subdivides all the animals in our collection at the St. Louis Zoo, except we do have blue-eyed black lemurs now, and I'll show you a picture of Frankie in a little bit. Now we're going to move on to the update, unless anybody has any questions about those. We had a colobus baby born to Roby and Kima on May 20th. We did the full reintroduction on May 24th, and they've been together ever since. This is Kima's first baby and Cece's first baby in the group. So we weren't really sure how that was going to go, how Kima was going to react. But Kima's such a good guy to the colobus monkeys. He's a little bit of a stinker to us, but he was really, really great and kept his distance. Roby was great at making sure he kept his distance. We named the little guy Mosey, which is Swahili, meaning firstborn, because he is Kima's firstborn. And that was him when he was pretty much first let out on the display. So he's all white in that picture. This is more what he looks like now. And he's starting to have a bit of an attitude, and you'll see that as he's jumping around, and he jumps on one to the other, and he'll lip smack at Kima, and then Roby will start slapping at Kima, because in Mosey just starts stuff, and most of the time Kima hasn't done anything. So you can kind of see their personalities when you sit out there and watch them. Of course, with every update, it seems like we have lost some animals. And this one is no different. Titus passed away on July 16th. We used to think that the 1 year mark was our mark that we were fairly safe with the cockerel sepak. After talking to Duke University after Titus's passing, they are finding that it's more the 2.5 to 3 year mark. They are just so susceptible to life-threatening illnesses up until that point. And so, not that the vets didn't give him excellent care and treat him as if he was highly susceptible, but that was just like a kind of an awakening for us that we didn't realize how fragile they really, really are when they're young. So he passed away. Ruffles was 34 years old in 2 months when he died. This is a record. The age record for Varicia, as you can see, is held by 2 wild-born animals, but Ruffles holds the record for captive-born ruffed lemurs at 34 years of age. And in his lifetime, his grandchildren have gone back to Madagascar and have bred in Madagascar. So he was the grandchild of wild animals, and now he was the son of wild-born animals, and now his grandchildren are in the wild again. So kind of a very nice story. And Clapton passed away somewhat unexpectedly. He was old, and he was a member of the bachelor group for the last 20 years, so he was an aging animal, and he had issues with arthritis, but we did a workup on him to see why he was not eating well anymore, and it had just been like one day, but we did a full workup on him, and he never recovered from the anesthesia. He had a lot of health-related issues, or age-related issues. So Clapton, if you've noticed that the bachelor group of lion-tail macaques was 4 for the past 20 years, they are now down to 3. And we've been watching them very closely because Clapton was obviously a very important part of that group and the dynamics of that group. And we've been making sure that Miso and Ike have not retaliated any on Ozzy. And Ozzy's a really smart guy, and he's really happy being the lowest man on the totem pole. And, you know, no stress there. He doesn't have to worry about anything. He just keeps his distance and minds his own business. And he's been fine. So, but we are watching that. Rika was transferred to Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and this was an SSP recommendation. She will be paired with a male for breeding. She was one of the offspring of Rosie, a female Geldes monkey. And I know you guys never see these guys anymore. They're up in an off-display area. I don't know if any of you recall Eva, the first baby born to Rosie. Rosie had been hand-reared by us when she was born because she had... when we found her, she was cold, and we hand-reared her. Then she successfully raised her own offspring, but Eva fell when she was very small and literally cracked her skull. And so she is always on a soft surface now, so that's why they're up off display. And I'm sure that you guys get some of the questions from the kids with the surveys and stuff about Geldes monkeys. We actually do still have them in our collection. They're just not out where anybody can see them right now. Here's Frankie Blue Eyes. So this is obviously a black lemur, a blue-eyed black lemur. So he would go up there with the prosimians. He came here from Los Angeles, or he was born in Los Angeles Zoo, moved here from Cleveland, and he is out with black lemur Mel and Mr. Chimpy. But they are in that corner when you first come in from the side door, if you go directly to the right, and they get along very, very well. But his eyes are so striking, even when they're in a group huddle, you can tell it's him very easily.
Did he know Sinatra?
What's that?
Oh, Sinatra.
No, well, actually, we make comments and jokes about that all the time about Frankie Sinatra and Frankie Blue Eyes. So, here are some pictures we have of Moss swimming. I don't know if any of you guys have been able to get up there to see our Allen Swamp Monkey male. He enjoys going into the pool, and he will completely submerge himself and swim around in the pool. So we actually have some video, but I don't know, I don't have access to it yet. So if I get access to that, I will show that to you guys during the next one, or it may end up going on the S drive or J drive. So if anybody has access to that. And this is him after he's all wet. This is one of the new things we did this year with keeper chats for the side of, for the primate house. We took Everest outside and let her go on the side of the building where the side yards are. We hung a branch in between the two sets of cages, and then she got to hang out. Ethan did say that she kept trying to go to the ground, and then he was trying to put her back up, and people were asking him questions, and it got a little bit difficult. She likes to explore, and she will go down to the ground, and she does the army crawl on the ground, and she's faster than you think she would be, too.